Within the next 6 months, children with disabilities in Portland and surrounding parishes should have access to an Early Stimulation Program ESP Intervention Center. The center being constructed at a cost of $30 million through funding by the Digicel Foundation will be the first of its kind on the eastern end of the island. Once operational, children in Portland, St. Mary, and sections of St. Thomas will no longer have to travel to Kingston to access the services of the ESP. Talisha Grant, a resident of Port Antonio, says the facility will greatly reduce traveling costs for herself and her son, who is enrolled in the Early Stimulation Program.
I feel grateful because my son has more than one complication. So instead of me traveling to Kingston back and forth, that would be great for me and for him and for other mothers and family and stuff. So that would be good. Most times some of us not working, so it would ease the pressure.
Miss Grant's son will be among the 100 children with special needs to benefit from the establishment of the ESP Center in Portland.
We appreciate so much. Can't explain. We appreciate because for sending mom private school is expensive, and I thank them so much.
I feel this is a good program because my son, they say that he's must go to Salvation and whole for money. So this is a program, you know, that will help him.
Parent Samantha Foster, and before her, Nicola Francis, whose son will also attend the Portland ESP Center. 10 teachers will be assigned to the ESP Portland Center to provide supervision and developmental support to students. Director of the Early Stimulation Program, Antonika Gunter-Gale, is lauding the planned construction of the facility as an important milestone.
Having this groundbreaking ceremony is something we really long for as a parish, community, an island, the eastern side of the island, to have really a program such as this here. And it really gives me that great sense of accomplishment this morning to see that finally it is happening. Our parents usually have to travel all the way to Kingston, and the children's disabilities, as you can see, vary. Some with hydrocephalus, some with cerebral palsy, and it makes it difficult to travel back and from Kingston.
CEO of the Digicel Foundation, Samantha Chantrell, says the foundation is happy to be involved in the construction of the state-of-the-art Portland facility.
We're hoping in the next 6 months we'll have the school up and ready to go. We're going to put equipment, furniture, the whole works, so they'll have a state-of-the-art facility when we're done to service special needs children and service the needs of them for the Portland area.
Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the partnership with Digicel Foundation will enhance the ministry's capacity to deliver services to children with disabilities and their families.
We anticipate that with a center permanently located in this community, residents will now benefit fully from the community-based rehabilitation, assessment, counseling, and parenting workshops that will be offered.
Member of Parliament for West Portland, Daryl Vaz, is welcoming the intervention center, noting that it will greatly improve the lives of special needs children.
The residents of West Portland and I feel especially privileged that this specialist educational facility that is inspired by our extraordinary Jamaican children is located in the constituency and will serve children with special needs in the entire parish of Portland.
The Early Stimulation Program of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security caters to the developmental needs of children with disabilities from birth to age 6. The program covers children with autism, behavioral disorders, learning disabilities, intellectual impairment, and physical disabilities.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.